A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. After Jesus had revealed himself to his disciples and eaten breakfast with them, he said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" Simon Peter answered him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my lambs." He then said to Simon Peter a second time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Simon Peter answered him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Tend my sheep." He said to him the third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was distressed that he had said to him a third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep. Amen, amen, I say to you. When you were younger, you used to dress yourself and go where you wanted. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands, and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go." He said this signifying by what kind of death he would glorify God. And when he had said this, he said to him, "Follow me." The word of the Lord. Jesus resurrects from the tomb and begins to prepare his disciples for a mission, that of proclaiming the good news to the world. The gospel reading for today is the last part of Jesus' preparation for his followers. Jesus is testing Peter, the rock, with the question that he repeats three times, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter answers his teacher with self-confidence and without hesitating, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." There is a specific reason that Jesus asks Peter the same question once again, "Do you love me?" Peter wonders about this repetition and is distressed, because it is obvious to Peter that he loves Jesus. Each time Jesus uses a similar reply, "Feed my lambs, tend my sheep, feed my sheep." Jesus' purpose in this interchange is to confirm that his church rests on a good foundation. As we know, building a house requires many elements. Among them are the building plan, providing for materials, and ensuring that there is enough money to complete the construction. In addition, a good foundation is essential. Likewise, Jesus uses a similar approach. He is a master builder. He reminds Peter of the importance of the base. In this case, the base is love. And to begin building is not easy. It demands willingness, courage, and more than anything else, it needs love without condition. Jesus again tells Peter that without love, he cannot begin Jesus' mission to carry the good news to the world. He reminds Peter that without love he cannot carry his cross. In so doing, Jesus speaks to us as well. He expresses that with love we can do anything and everything. We can bear our daily cross. We can bear our daily crosses with the hope of resurrection and new life. There is an old joke that goes, why did Jesus ask Peter the same question three times? Because Peter denied Jesus three times. And why did Peter deny Jesus three times? Because Jesus cured Peter's mother-in-law. All kidding aside, every time we read this text, we ask ourselves the same question. Why does Jesus ask Peter three times, do you love me? This questioning drives us to think wisely, and it calls us to go deeper in thinking about our relationship with God. Yes, Jesus asks us this question every time. Are we ready, and do we have the answer? I invite you to substitute your name in place of Peter's. Then reread the text and see the difference. My sisters and brothers, let us be gentle with ourselves as we open our hearts to the new teacher, the counselor, the Holy Spirit, who inspires us to answer Jesus' question today through our words and actions.